Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The University of Alaska athletic director has left after less than a year at the job. Sterling Seward came to UAF last summer after career spent primarily in collegiate athletics administration in the southern U.S. UAF Vice Chancellor Keith Champagne says Seward decided to return home.
He wanted to pursue other opportunities in the field of athletics in the lower 48, and particularly the southern part of the country.
UAF is not hiring a replacement for Seward, as Champagne is taking on UAF athletic director responsibilities concurrent with those of vice chancellor for student affairs. Jobs, he says, are complementary.
By having me oversee athletics, it's connected to recreation, it's connected to the student health and counseling center, so it's easy to transfer that trust and those touch points for our student athletes to other parts of the campus. And we're trying to increase student involvement, and our athletes cannot be separate from the rest of the student body.
Champagne, who has extensive past experience in collegiate athletics, says the primary administrative focus will continue to be raising funds to support sports programs.
And do that in an excellent manner through community engagement and outreach, through corporate sponsorship, branding, marketing, pouring rights, sponsorship rights. And so that's what we're going to do going forward in Nanook Athletics, because it's going to be essential to our survival and our financial stability going forward.
Champagne says taking on the athletic director responsibilities should free up money to hire new fundraising staff. Smoke jumpers and water drops corralled a small wildfire near the village of Fort Yukon yesterday. The Alaska Fire Service reports that the suspected lightning-caused fire was discovered during a detection flight early Tuesday afternoon, about a mile and a half from the Yukon Flats village. The AFS says smoke jumpers were quickly deployed along with a helicopter, which aided the ground effort with water bucket drops. The fire was knocked down by about 6 p.m., and mop-up efforts continued overnight. It was one of 12 new wildfires statewide listed on this morning's Alaska Interagency Coordination Center report. Three other new fires, also lightning-caused, are being fought. They include a 700-acre blaze in the vicinity of the villages of Russian Mission and Marshall, a 30-acre fire near Koyuk, and a 2-acre start near Nundalton. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.